What up, guys?
What up, guys?
What up, guys? Welcome to the jungle today. Again, today we changed the location as well.
Yeah. Welcome to the Sonder podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the Sonder podcast.
Well, in this season, we aim to like question different aspects of life. Like life questions that we always ask about ourselves or ask our parents when we were a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then try to answer it in the moment. No preparation.
Not at all.
I don't do that. I'm pretty sure Tom don't do that as much as I know you.
Considering the situation now,
I know you, so like... we're gonna talk about...
Insecurities.
Ton. Well... that's a hard one.
Yeah, powerful topic.
That is a powerful topic.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
What
do you have in mind? Can we describe what does insecurity mean?
What is an insecurity? Yeah.
I don't mean the point of view that you have toward it.
Yeah.
If we go on the dictionary, for example.
Yeah.
What would be the definition of insecurity?
Hmm.
Do you have something in mind?
What would be the definition of insecurity? I think it's that one thing that like maybe bothers you sometimes and that makes you feel certain types of emotions while you're thinking of it. I would try to describe it like that.
But if you want to say, for example, the definition of like a literal word of it would be probably... that you don't feel stable or secure
about something
or about a situation that you have at the moment, right?
Let's divide it into insecure.
Insecure.
So secure. What is secure? Secure is security.
Secure. That means that like you are sure or you are certain about something or
it's certainty aspect.
It's a certainty aspect.
Yeah. And in would be what? In would be inside, in your head. that like you know that there's this thing that is concrete into your life. But
is there something concrete in life at all? That's also a question, right?
That's also a question, yeah.
I don't see anything concrete in life, honestly. I think everything is uncertain in life. And I think we always try to be certain about stuff and people and our lives. And therefore, we become insecure because we seek certainty and security. We seek it.
Yeah.
Therefore, we become insecure because we are like, oh, there is not a security. Therefore, I have to seek. I have to look for it. Then, when you have to look for security, then that means that, like you're insecure that you're looking for security.
Right? Yeah. But I think we can look at this as well from the other point of the perspective that like you have like I'm thinking of like for example, you know. Everybody has like the things they feel insecure about, like I don't know, the form of their nose, the eye color, you know, there could be a lot of different things, and maybe it's that one thing that like sticks with you constantly that maybe creates that you think about it, and then afterwards it creates like kind of, well, this insecure feeling about it because like, oh shit, I can't change it.
Yeah.
Maybe in that way.
In that moment, there is no immediate solution.
Yeah.
Therefore, you don't. You feel.
You can't resolve it, really. Yeah.
You feel insecure in that moment.
Yeah. Right? Maybe that's. Yeah. That could be as well. Like, I don't know. And then height, size of the feet. I don't. Yeah.
size of.
Like, yeah. But
size of the feet.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think that could be. What's your size, man? I have 43. Well,
I am 43. Actually.
43. That's not that good. That's not that bad. That's not bad.
Anyway, I kind of feel that I kind of feel, though, we need security in order to function. Because, for example, in order to think clearly, you need to have a secure mind or a secure situation in order to think.
Yeah, to be able to take into the consideration all the possible situations.
Because imagine if you didn't have a house, or like you didn't have enough money, or you didn't have shelter, like clothes or anything, something like that.
Yeah.
The first thing you could think of all the time is those, because those are basic physical securities.
Yeah.
Exterior securities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that makes sense, because when you don't have those securities, you kind of need to seek for it.
Well, yeah, if we take an example, if you don't have a place to stay, for example, and you're arriving here, I can like share this example from my personal perspective. The first time that I arrived at Nice, I was supposed to have already an apartment here. But when I arrived, the landlord was like, "Oh, you know, I'm so sorry, but I already gave it to someone else." I was like, "Oh, okay. This is a situation, you know."
It is a situation.
And then, I just, you know, stayed all day in the cafe looking for apartments, and I found it.
Wow.
So yeah, that was
Cause like
crazy experience.
Because you kind of need to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you need shelter in order to have a minimum clarity in your mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if at least I have a place to stay, right?
Least I have a place to stay. And then you can think of, for example, all right, like, oh, I should study business. I should study art. I should do this, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't really, like, have the ability to do that. So I want to separate these security, like, which is exterior and physical, and the security that we kind of need to feel inside ourselves, like inside of our minds. Otherwise, that's also cause malfunction in us.
If
you're not feeling secure inside of yourself, you cannot really decide either. You cannot really function properly, sanely in the world.
So
I kind of as we separated that
the
physicality, what is the security that we could have in a psyche? Is there a security in a psyche?
Yeah, I think we can look to this point from a perspective where humans are social creatures, right?
Okay.
And I would say that, like, it makes me feel more secure if I know that I have, like, a good social circle around me, you know? Like a good family, for example, or friends or whatever. That could, like, be one of the psychological distinctions of it, right? Because if you, like...
About security?
Yeah. Like, the feeling of the security that, okay, at least, like, I'm not going to be, you know, all alone somewhere. Because it's really difficult. There's also... a paradox in that, because sometimes you can feel like much more lonely even in a social setting.
Of course.
And of course. That is our society's biggest problem, I think. One of the biggest problems right now, because considering the social media and all that.
There is a distinction, I figured.
Yeah.
That there is a distinction between feeling lonely.
Yeah.
And being alone.
Yeah.
Because when you feel lonely, that means that there is something wrong.
Yeah.
There is something that it's not aligned with your environment.
Yeah.
And with yourself, especially.
Yeah.
But when you want to be alone or be alone, that's like a different thing, right?
Yeah. Because, obviously you can like feel good also while being completely alone.
Yeah, that's but why do you think that is? Like, why do we feel lonely?
Why do we feel lonely?
Have you ever, like, thought about this.
Have you ever felt lonely? No, no.
Of
like,
I mean,
yeah. But yeah, I don't. I mean, I think the reason why this is like an actual thing that's happening is that a lot of times people tend to seek external validation and the reciprocity of the others to make them like feel more in line with everything in their lives, you know, because usually we tend to project ourselves to others and they project ourselves to us, and then we're just like like returning the favor by showing them, okay, yeah, in this situation you reacted like this.
That is a really interesting point.
And the projection and for example, from the other person's perspective, I reacted in this kind of situation like this, and then yeah, I think it's the social factor that also is like hugely included in all this as well. Like, we're seeing ourselves by communicating with the external world around us, you know. But yeah, what do you think about this?
I also like feel that being lonely means when you are not feeling yourself completely.
Yeah.
As you want to be, you know, in the environments or in the group of people that you're with.
Yeah.
And loneliness comes from this like very deep rooted fear.
Yeah. The fear is a crucial aspect.
Yeah. And being yourself completely. Because I don't think it's not that easy to be yourself completely. Yeah. As we are so conditioned by our past and our society, our parents, our friends, and all that. As we are a kid and we are unconscious and unaware of our environment, so many stuff happens around us that like this situations and this environment can kinda like provides patterns for us in order to function in the world.
Yeah.
And then like when you, for example, lack something in your past, or like when you were a kid because you were unaware of it, this lacking becomes a pattern in your adulthood and like adolescence life, you know?
Yeah.
And then, for example, you choose people based on those lackings and those gaps inside of yourself
that you're trying to fill up.
Exactly, that you're trying to fill up, and then you can't really fill it up, or like you cannot really like fill that gap up, and you cannot really expect people to fill that gap for you.
No, yeah. You have to do it like all by yourself.
Exactly, and then therefore that gap, you know, stays there. And that emptiness inside you, like, it's this, I think that's the source of being lonely.
Yeah.
Because you don't really, like, come back to it and see what you have to do in yourself to not seek that in other people.
Yeah.
Therefore, you become a whole.
Yeah.
You become
whole,
you know? You feel that gap by yourself. And then when you feel that gap by yourself, you don't feel lonely anymore.
Yeah.
Like then loneliness comes from that gap, from that like emptiness, that from that void inside.
Yeah, and from that comes as well like the need of external validation.
Exactly. External validation is all about those conditioning that we have in the past.
Yeah, because it's, well, honestly, it is really difficult just to sit with your own self.
It is. Life is difficult.
Yeah. And just, you know, to actually try to understand like the thing that's bothering you, right?
Because absolutely. You talked about it last time, if you remember. It's quite courage to sit with yourself.
Yeah. And I think we had this a type of this discussion also in one of our like the first podcast as well. Like, do you remember when we were talking about like the thing that usually when something's going like completely wrong, people tend to like try to buy self-help books and all that.
Exactly.
Shit,
Exactly. Yeah. It's a form of running away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As you feel, when you feel empty, for example, we indulge ourselves in so many different things.
Yeah, like, you know.
Like, I don't know, seeking validation in friends.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
you can call them friends.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because if you are in a friendship or in a relationship because of the void that you have inside yourself, you're not really attracted to the person itself or to the friend.
You're attracted to the void.
Yeah, you are attracted to the to the feeling that they fill up
mm-hmm.
that gap and that void inside you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
attracted to the mirror of yourself because you are, for example, imagine.
Mm.
You want to be outgoing. Like, you have this gap of being outgoing, and because of your conditioning in the past, you cannot really do it because you're shy, for instance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you see that, like, outgoing person in, like, and then, like, you create a relationship with them, and that outgoingness is a source of energy for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It fills up that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall in love with that version of that person.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really like falling in love with that version of that. Like, that's not really falling in love with that person.
Yeah.
You kind of falling in love with the person that you cannot be.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you seeking it in somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You're looking for that external thing.
That exactly.
That you don't have.
Exactly. That becomes the source of loneliness, and you can also see insecurity in this as well.
Yeah, completely.
In this patterns that we're talking about, if you think about it, insecurity is coming from the fear of being, as we said, I think insecurity is the fear of being yourself completely. I don't see anything else, honestly.
Yeah, because normally, well, considering that we are living in this society as well, where taking part of certain ethnicities, certain groups, certain social circles, right? And then in that moment, to be able to be part of that little social circle that you have, well, it's not like a thing that you 100% like need to have, but like people usually tend to adapt to the environment they're in.
Conformity.
Yeah. Yeah. It all comes back. All these episodes are connected.
You should go and watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you know, it's funny when we go back to conformity, for example, again. when you talk about this stuff. All of it, all this like questions that we always ask in the podcast, they're all connected, they're all interconnected to each other.
You can
see the cycle of, like, for example, insecurity, conformity, like, I don't
fear,
know,
fear,
anxiety, like
stress,
all of that relationship that comes along with it.
I all think of we're gonna connected. Write a book after this.
all of it is connected. And but. I think it would take forever to, like, try to analyze every aspect of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, completely. Because there has been so many examples, so many different types of, for example, even insecurities that we can have, you know, right? So many different types of relationships you can have, so many different types of anxiety that you can have. It would take a lot of time.
Take a lot of time. It's a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It takes a great awareness to to realize this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But what is the antidote to insecurity?
Insecurity. What would you say? What would be the antidote? Yeah,
I absolutely think the security is important. Like, you need to have security.
Okay.
right?
Insecurity in what sense exactly? Like
security and psyche. We talked about the physical. Yeah, okay, of course, you need that absolutely.
Yeah.
But you also need security in the psyche. But how would you reach that security? That's the question.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not reachable. Maybe it's just there. We are like, as I said at the start of the podcast, mm-hmm. maybe like seeking the security itself is insecurity. Maybe we already have that security. We just don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe you're just not able to see it, right?
Yeah. Maybe you're just not able to see it because you are filled with this desires and tendencies to move towards something better all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the have the feeling of a purpose in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, even like while I'm like while you and I'm we're living in Nice, we're probably like thinking of a lot of different things that we can do here to, it's like explore more our horizons, right?
Yeah.
And to see something like different, something, because from my own personal perspective, I've had this feeling that I'm like, well, yeah, that the feeling that I had was like that I'm kind of stuck in the environment that I'm in. It was a while back, and then I kind of tried to think about like the reasons why I'm thinking that I'm stuck in that space. And that like comes back directly to our conversation about anxiety and about like fear of like future predictions, for example, or you know, just the stress of not being able to reach something that you really want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff like eventually creates insecurities, and then they're like kind of stuck with you while you just until the moment when you resolve them. That's what I think.
I think also resolving them doesn't mean that I don't feel analyzing and I don't feel analyzing the insecurities would resolve something, honestly. I do feel that if you understand what is if you understand deeply, if you could see it clearly, that what is anxiety,
yeah,
you can just drop it.
The awareness aspect of it. Yeah,
the awareness aspect. Yeah, exactly. If you are like, it can come back.
Obviously, it's gonna come back.
It's gonna come back, yeah. But. It's kind of like it's funny, because it feels like we are fooling ourselves.
It's the practice of maybe self-regulation as well.
Yeah, it's like you're fooling yourself. Like you, in the moments you realize, for example, there is nothing that you can be anxious about.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh no, and then but like, there is. Yeah,
but, and then like, maybe in a moment or in an hour or through the time, you forget that you just realize that there's nothing to be anxious about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you forget about it and you feel like lost again.
Yeah.
And then you find it again. And then you feel lost again.
Yeah,
and you feel
it's a never-ending story.
It's a never-ending story. And it's kind of funny, though.
It is.
There is an irony in this life.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
yeah.
We cannot really deny it.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you think that in your specific situation, you're like kind of don't know what you're doing right or what you're doing wrong. But at the same time, if you look back at all of the things that you have done to actually be at that specific situation, that like kind of relieves you, I think, mm-hmm. in some way. At mm-hmm. least for me, it works like that. Like sometimes when I'm thinking of, oh yeah, you know, I woke up today and what could be my insecurity today? but sometimes when I think about that, I'm like, I mean, at the end of it, it's not really an insecurity. It's like the energy of your body that you like don't use, and then it like runs into your head, mm-hmm. and starts like create all these fake-ass scenarios.
Of course. I absolutely agree, because I think the balance that you need to require, like, not the require, sorry, acquire. Right?
Acquire, yeah.
The balance that you need to acquire, it's absolutely necessary.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, what you, for example, what you eat, mm-hmm. what do you do, what kind of exercises you do, or like, if you are, like, it's funny that I've been realizing, like, how much energy I waste mm-hmm. in my day
mm-hmm.
thinking about the stuff that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And then those, like, wasted energies are, like, could be used in a more sensible way.
Mm-hmm.
To be more responsible, for example.
To be more,
as we talked before this podcast, to be more affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
To be more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
More, like, aware.
Yeah.
In the environment.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is anything else than awareness that could solve all these problems.
Yeah, honestly. because it really, like, really good explains the fact as well that, like, sometimes, you know, when you're, like, at home all alone, you start thinking of all these things, all these insecurities, all these, like, different thoughts in your head. And then at one moment you find yourself so, like, you know,
tensed up.
And you even think more of them and more and more and more. And if you don't have the awareness, mental hospital, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of it.
Yeah.
It could.
Because, yeah, like.
And I should also mention that, like, we should also be careful, also when we say something.
Yeah.
I think, what I mean by awareness doesn't mean that, for example, you judge the mind that it creates insecurity.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about
Cause
it more.
Because, like, for example, when you start judging the mind that creates the insecurity, you create anxiety.
Yeah.
Because anxiety is a form of feeling, or is a form of thought
mm-hmm.
That you bring to the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are in a certain way. And then, like, you bring a thought, which is ideal
of that, which
you are in the moment.
Yeah.
And then you try to move from what you are to something that you are not.
Yeah.
Therefore, you become anxious.
Yeah. Align the two things together.
Because you feel helpless. Then you create a cycle for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really awareness anymore.
No.
Because awareness is like you stay with it.
Yeah.
Without a judgment.
Even if you want to, like, be this better version of yourself, for example, right? Mm. It doesn't really change a thing if you're, like, try to catch it.
No.
It doesn't change a thing.
It doesn't. It's I don't know how. I really don't know. Maybe it's one day. Maybe one day. I know, but I'm like fooling you and fooling myself. I don't know. Maybe we all know, right?
Yeah.
But there is no way I could say that the change that happens effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but by not pushing and pressuring and forcing yourself to do it. It doesn't really happen as you said also, like, it doesn't really happen. That change doesn't really happen by forcing it or by, like, judging mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. By That's a really important thing to distinguish.
It exactly. It happens naturally.
Yeah.
And as much as you can stay with it, without judgment, it's the source of that change.
Yeah, that's the natural thing about it, because you're not, like, constantly looking over it and then, you know, try to find a way to get to that point eventually.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny. I have been thinking and I've been talking to some people.
Mm-hmm.
I have people in my life that they have a way of changing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody probably have already a way of trying to change themselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Some people do it by force, really. Yeah. They're like, they discipline. Like, they're disciplined.
That's
they're
one
like
approach. Yeah.
Yeah, they are like, oh, yeah, I have to force myself or, like, push myself to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
I think it's also, it's not healthy
my
to personal, do it.
I don't think it is, honestly. No. No, nothing against those people.
Yeah.
But in my situation, in my case, for example, that doesn't really work out for me.
Yeah.
To, like, force myself to change something in myself.
Yeah, because for how long you are going to be able to continue that specific thing, you know?
Exactly. It's kind of fake. It's kind of like, I hate this sentence that they say, fake it till you make it. Because it doesn't really make sense to me. Because I don't like to be like that. I don't feel natural to be like that.
Do you think it's like directly associated with this discipline thing? Fake it till you make it?
Yeah, I mean the wrong approach to the world and to the way of living that we created for ourselves.
Yeah.
We call it discipline life. I don't think that does. You know what discipline means?
The discipline. It's, I would say it's consistency. It's repetition. It's,
You
know.
Discipline, the word itself, means that, like, learning.
Yeah.
Like, constant learning.
Learning, yeah. Yeah.
Disciple. Okay. It comes from the word disciple, actually.
Yeah.
Disciples are the ones who learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't have any, like, approach to the way that we think of discipline today.
Yeah.
When you talk about, like, oh, you should be disciplined.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't mean you should be learning today?
Yeah.
In the sense that we describe it today? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but let's talk about more about the phrase fake it till you make it, because I had some interesting idea about it. Yeah, for sure. This is a kind of fake path to what you want to achieve. That I'm completely sure about. But I think there is also this aspect of kind of free spirit in it as well.
To because fake it till you make it?
Yeah, because, like, you're in some way, you're, like, trying to get to a point where you want to be. But at the same time, you're not in it. And then there's this space between, like, those two things. And then in that space, you're like, well, at least that's in my personal opinion, is that, like, there's this kind of free space that's, like, roaming around. And you can, like, continue, like, the same cycle and try to get to this one, I don't know, the summer body. Let's take a summer body example, right? And fake it till you make it. Well, that one you can't really fake it. What would be the good, better example about it?
Fake it till you make it.
Standing in front of the mirror saying.
You could, for example, you know, it's funny. When I said it, like, out loud in my head.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it. It's very, like, associated with confidence.
Yeah, it is.
Which, the word of confidence and, like,
borderline delusional.
It is.
Staying Delulu is the Sololo,
guys. I don't think confidence is a... It's a very, very, like...
We were having this discussion in, like...
Like, privately with ourselves,
yeah,
we did. I think confidence is hyped. It's a hyped word.
Yeah,
it's a hype concept, and it's just been created for you to feel good.
Yeah, maybe you could like try to re-explain it, because I remember that like we were talking about what is confidence?
Like,
and
from when
where confidence comes from?
Right? When you want to do a speech, for example,
yeah.
Like some people would be like, "Oh, you should be confident."
Yeah.
I don't see like any like good outcome for doing a good speech out of confidence, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it in the recipe of
success.
A good speech.
Yeah.
Why I don't see it? Because if you want to do a good speech, you practice and you become good at it.
Yeah.
You practice of like talking, being more slow and clear when you're talking. Use the words that are not vulgar, you know, or have an eye contact with people. Like you study how to be
yeah
a good speecher, you know.
Yeah.
good speaker, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing about like confidence. Is like it comes in when you are like not really good at it.
Yeah.
You didn't really practice about
exactly.
It. You didn't become good, and you know that you're not good.
Yeah.
And you want to push yourself that you are good. You tell yourself, "Oh, you're good."
Yeah,
like
you
keep repeating this to yourself in order to have this cosmic effect of like
the fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Part. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To fake it till you make it.
Yeah, because
which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because as you said, like confidence comes from practice.
Confidence comes from like a repetition of
of the thing that you want to learn.
Yeah,
right?
And it's just
yeah, and then you're like that's
it's
kind of
like
funny.
A,
yeah,
it's like a empty word.
Yeah,
it's a empty, it's a waste of energy.
Yeah, because you can like also like confidently take out trash, for example.
Yeah.
You can be confident about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna take out this trash today. Yeah. And yeah, and that's the like the funny aspect of it as well. Like
yeah.
I was trying to like make this connection to it as well, right? But yeah.
What do you think?
What's the time? I think it's
a good wrap.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. We should talk about this. Like, I don't know. Like, every time we come here and we want to talk about something, there are so when you enter one aspect of this like questions, you see a vast like sea or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're lost in it, kind
of. Mm-hmm. It's a big map of multiple destinations.
Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. I'm so sorry if I got confusing by like jumping from this to that.
No, but like it is like that. Like all the episodes that you can like, for example, right now see on our YouTube channel, they're like all connected in some way.
They are.
So
they are. And
you can like go back to one of them, you can like rewatch them, you can like listen to this one and think, "Oh yeah, I heard like, you know."
It's lovely to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, it is really interesting. And as we learn as well while talking about it, we're just saying that like it's a huge, as you said, huge map of
things.
Different things and connections, yeah.
And what do we have here today? Like little brand bananas over
yeah.
here. Like
yeah.
Like
this time we're sponsored by a shop that's called Utile. yeah.
Do you love
bananas? yeah. I actually really do. I used to make a lot of banana smoothies actually.
Banana
like
smoothies.
Mixing them with with strawberries and other things. Making protein shake.
This is one of the this is one of the things that this is one of the fruits that I don't think if I see somebody like don't like bananas, I would be like, what kind of weird approach is that? Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like I don't like pizza, for example. No, I do like pizza. I'm saying if somebody says like I don't like pizza or I don't like ice cream, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say that, like,
I'm being very...
Actually, a lot of people have intolerance.
Mental, but...
Intolerance about, like, eating...
Banana,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us, as usual.
I hope this episode is useful.
No, it's gonna be. It's an interesting one. What's your insecurity? share it with us.
Yeah.
Write it down in comment section, and maybe, like, you can also
give
us the topics to
actually
talk
about.
That's
a good thing to, share. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think insecurity is?
We're all in this together, and yeah.
All right. Cheers.
See you guys.